All right, we're ready. Will she be ready?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you finished the paper? Bashima did not like my photocopying skills, and there's a good reason for that, because I don't have any. And I tried very hard. I got the help of someone and still didn't go. But hopefully the sticker therapy will be better than the photocopying.
It already is.
It already is. Oh, whoa. Okay. Anyway.
It's not going to help if I did this.
Here's the story. Well, you should see what I did. Okay. Now, here's the way this goes. There is a medrash in this week's parasha that the Baal HaTais, that's the Canaan. Baal HaTais brings a medrash that Esav did not have a bris milah at all. And the reason is because when he was born, he was red. And the Rambam paskens is Gemara, and they knew that then, which is, if a baby is red, it's a sign that the blood is not absorbed in his body yet. So if you do a bris milah, that will be killing the baby. Because if you do a bris milah, he's going to bleed to death. The blood is not getting absorbed. Fine. So that's the medrash. So on the eighth day, the bris was not done. After 2 years, Yitzchak waited and saw he was still red. So he realized, oh, that's his metzias. The metzias is that he's red, and it's not an issue of the blood, and therefore I could do the bris. But he waited because he said the bris is only done on the eighth day or 13 years. Because that's what Yitzchak knew. Yitzchak knew the eighth day or 13 years. Fine, so he didn't do the bris milah until 13. At 13, it was Esav. Esav said, I'm not doing the bris milah. That's what the medrash says. Kishaya ben Yud Gimel Shana who ike ba'atma v'lo ratzalamo. He said, I'm not doing the bris milah. So this was medrash number one that says the bris milah was not done at all by Esav, on Esav. There's another medrash, Tanad ve'Eliyahu and the Pirkei de Elazar, two other medrashim that say Yitzchak did the bris milah to Esav. You got that? So we have machlokes and medrashim. From the psukim don't tell us anything. Psukim don't say if there was a bris or not a bris. But we have machlokes in the Midrashim if there was a bris by Esav. So let's understand the Metzias. The Rambam paskens, the Metzias is a Gemara, it's a Gemara that says you cannot do a bris on a red baby because it's dangerous. So according to the Medrash that Tosfos brings, very good. It was dangerous, they didn't do the bris milah. Why would the other Medrash, why would they have done the bris milah? If it was dangerous, why would they have done the bris milah? Okay? So this is the Chavetzel Sasharon from Rav Karlbach, which you can't see on your photocopies, is discussing this shaila. The machlokes amongst the midrashim, if there was a bris or not, and really what it boils down to is, would he do a bris on a red baby? We paskin for sure not. So what's this machlokes here in the midrashim if they would or would not do the bris? So, I want to back up a little bit, and just before we get into that, was there a chiyuv to have a bris? Did Esav have a chiyuv to have a bris milah? Avraham Avinu was commanded to have a bris milah. And the Rambam brings down, in Hilchos Malachim, Hamila netzava ba Avraham v'zaroi bilvad, shenemar ata v'zarecha acharecha l'doidoisam, yata zaroi shal Yishmael. So it comes out that what? Only Avraham and Zerah Avraham was commanded to have a bris milah. So the Rambam is saying, not Zerah Yishmael. Because the passage says, Ki be Yitzchak Yikra lecha Zerah. In Zakhtar Rambam, the Yatza Esav. Sharei Yitzchak Amar liYakov, the Yitin lecha es berchas Avram lecha Zeracha. This is Parsha. The bracha was given to Yaakov. Zakhtar Rambam. Therefore, Bris Milah is given over to Avram. Zerah Avram, which is Yishmael, not Yishmael's kids. And Yitzchak and Yitzchak's kids, and the Rambam says the Yatza Esav. The Rambam, the Achrayim, where you keep him a dag, it says the Yatza Esav. It doesn't say the Yatza Zerah Esav. Mashma, Esav himself was not commanded to have a bris milah.
Oh, maybe he lost the tzibur when he.
Ah, Gishmak. So now we want to know when he was born, what was the matzah? Right? We're reading dying like this. We have all these midrashim that are fighting if he had the bris or not had the bris, but they all agree he shouldn't have the bris. We're asking, the Rambam says, who's supposed to have the bris? The one supposed to have the bris is Zerah Avram. Yatza Esav, because Esav is not Zerah Avram. So this is against all the Midrashim. Esav should not have had a bris, not because he's red. He should not have had a bris because he's not Zerah Avram. There was no mitzvah of bris milah. Elmai, what's the Rosh Yeshiva saying? We didn't know that yet. When Esav was born, he was Zerah Yitzchak. It wasn't until the bracha is given at the end of the parsha that he wasn't Zerah Yitzchak anymore. Zat de Briska Rav. Briska Rav here in Parsha's told us. Sure, hi. Zat de Briska Rav. The Rishgava says, when Yaakov and Esav were born, there was a suffik, a genuine suffik. We knew only one of them was going to be the Zera of Yitzchak. Only one of them had the Chiv of Bris Mila. And therefore, it was a suffik Hashakol, who equals suffik, who should have the Bris. Okay, that is now some background, okay? So we have this idea that it wasn't a slam dunk that Esav or Yaakov had to have a Bris. But it was a suffik. What should you do when there's a suffik? So we have a rule. Suffik deraisa l'chumra. Great. So therefore, theoretically, both Esav and Yaakov should have had a Bris. But now here's where we get fancy schmancy lumdis. Suffik deraisa l'chumra. Where is that learned from? That concept that when you have a suffik, you go l'chumra. Where does that come from? It's learned from karbanis. Ashen toloi. But l'maisa, that whole concept is only after Matan Torah. Now we're going to get into a deeper, trickier question. Before Matan Torah, what halachas were kept? What halachas were not kept? Right. The rule is a ben noyach, who is a guy, has to keep seven mitzvahs. That's it. He's makabel them. He gets chayav. Rambam says chasidei umas ha'ilam. If a guy is makabel seven mitzvahs, chasidei umas ha'ilam. But he did not have the Torah. What was the status of Rav Misa Yaakov? This is Svarim and Svarim written on this Shaila. What exactly was their status? Reb Chaim has a Lashon, right? Menachem, what's the Lashon? Where did Menachem go? The Lashon is, they have Kedushas Yisrael, but Dinei Ben Noach, whatever that means, like the Chetzah Gavra. Reb Chaim says here also, they had a Chetzah of Yisrael, but the Dinei Ben Noach. Which means, the bottom line is, they were not governed by the Torah. They chose to keep the Torah. Avraham Avinu kept the Torah. But the laws, the dinim of the Torah, did not govern B'nai Noach. And therefore, we could just add on a little bit to the fire over here. So did Esav and Yaakov have to have a bris? If they were Zera Avraham, they did. Were they Zera Avraham, Zera Yitzchak? Suffolk. Wait to see. Let's see what happens with the brachas. Whoever gets a bracha is Zera. Yitzchak, whoever doesn't, doesn't. So therefore, they should do the bris mila because of a suffolk. Hey, wait a minute. Just because there's a suffik doesn't obligate me to do anything. That's a Jewish law. Jewish law says if you have a suffik, you have to do it. This is the raid, yeah?
Jewish law says suffik, Sarah says suffik.
Why? According to the Rambam Paskin, the Rambam holds Nagyu, Halach Lamaisa. The Rambam, Halach Lamaisa by a Jew. The Rambam says suffik deraisa lakula.
Yeah, that's because the Torah says.
Where did the Torah say it? Where did the Torah say it? Where did the Torah say you go lakula?
Where did the Rambam get from?
It was a svara. The Rambam said, if the Torah tells you to do it, you do it. Suffik d'araisa l'chumra, according to the Rambam, is only din d'rabbanan. It's a made up thing. The Rabbanan say to do it. Now, the Rashba is not like that. The Rashba says, no, it's d'araisa. But where do you know it from? From karbanais. It's a chish ashen toloi. That's the Rashba's chiddush. The idea is that when you have a suffik, it's not built in that you have to go lakumra. So, Zuck, the. Who is this? I'm going to say now Achreinim. I have the exact names. The Achreinim want to say that Savik Daraisa only applies by Jews to go to Chumra and not by the Goyim. Let me get the exact name. Yeah, it's Chassam Sefer and the Chikri Leiv and the Shal Yeshiv, Shimishkab. They all hold that Savik Daraisa, Lechumra is only a Jewish law and not a Goyish law. And therefore, there's no reason why they should have done the bris on either Yaakov or Esav. Why should they do a bris on any one of them? It's a suffik. That's their raid. Now, Lamaisa, there's a dig.
Also, that we knew already that it was a suffik, one of them was going to live.
When one of them was going to get the bracha. Meaning, the Rambam says that there's a dig in the pasuk. It says be Yitzchak Yikra Lachazera. Like the Rambam, right, exactly. We know the lesson in the pasuk is be Yitzchak Yekal Chazera, and the Gemara redactions. We know only one of the two. So when they were born, we knew already it's going to be one of the two of you. So therefore, who said they should have bris at all? Koin Chassam Sayyid, Halach Lamaisa, the Chassam Sayyid, Shash, and the Rishon Shkab are passing Halach Lamaisa by Goyim. Goyim have their seven mitzvahs. If it comes out that one of your seven mitzvahs is a suffik, you don't have to do it. Now, there are those at Chaylik. There's a nice dig. The Prima Gadim has a nice dig from the Rambam Kesem Mishnah, not like them. And that really.
What was the Mishnah Mitzvah? Is that wrong too?
Without what?
Is
When, first Mila anyway, it wasn't part of the first
set. Oh, great. Very good. We'll get to that in a second. So the Prima God then wants to say that not like them, Safik L'chumra is even by the Goyim. Whether it's a Svara, like we're going to say, even by the Goyim. So we have a huge machlekes here, G'day L'achreinim, whether or not we're going to say Safik D'arais L'chumra by Goyim. Okay? Let's just, so we're going to go both ways. If you say Safik D'arais L'chumra by Goyim, too, great. So Yaakov and Esav, both of them had to have a bris, because maybe they would be Zera of Yitzchak. Great. But let's say you're not like that. So there's Gishmak Arei, there's Rabbeinu Yaina, and Arach Lener and Sanhedrin that say, besides getting a bris because you're Zera of Yitzchak, you have to get a bris because you are owned by a Jew. There's a halacha called Yelid Beisai. Yelid Beisai, we're not going into details now. Yelid Beisai, if you own a guy, like an Eved, the Rashi has a case that, let's say, a person was Megayer, and his kid wasn't. So Reuven converted, his kid didn't convert. His kid's a guy. Reuven can't eat the Karim Pesach because his guyish son didn't have a bris. Well, what does that do with me? Teretz is because you're in my house, I control you, I own you, whatever the long this is. So there's this other concept called Yelid Bias. So Gishmach, Zat Echayim Meridik. It could be Esav and Yaakov, both of them had to have a bris, no matter what. And we're going to come back to Nafka Mina, but at the end of the day, but the Midrashim are going to be great. All the Midrashim held, they had to have a bris. Machlokes was if they did or didn't because of Sakana. But they all agree you had to have a bris. Now we can understand why would everyone agree that you had to have a bris. Either because you are Zera of Yitzchak, or you're a Safik if you're Zera Yitzchak and Safik L'chumra, or even if you're not Zera Yitzchak, you were owned and controlled and in the house of Yitzchak, and that itself could have obligated you to have the bris. Okay? So that's part one, just to get on the table that Yaakov and Esav, whatever the lumdus is, should have had a bris. Good. Now let's move on. So what is the machlokas in the Midrashim if they had the bris or they didn't have the bris? Medrash number one says Esav did not have the bris because it was dangerous. Medrash number two said he had the bris. What are they fighting about? It's very schwer to say that they're fighting about whether or not it was dangerous. I mean, that's a metzius. If they held it was dangerous, not. So what was the fight? So we can now get a little bit fancy lambdas over here. Is there a chiv to give up your life to do mitzvahs in general? Okay, halacha is it today, right? If a guy comes up over to you and says, if you shake that lulav, I will kill you. Do you have to shake that lulav? Certainly not. Why not? Because it's a pasuk. It says v'chai b'hem, which is the Torah is given to us to live, not to die. And therefore, we do not need to give up our lives to do the mitzvahs. There are three exceptions, three aveiras, gilui raos, shefichas damim, and avodah zarah. Those three, you have to give up your life. Fine. So that's the rules by a Jew. By a Jew, it's very clear what our rules are. Don't give up your life. And therefore, we don't do a bris mila on babies that there's a chance the baby will die. Chas v'shalom, will we do a bris? No bris done. Fine. What about by the goyim? Do the goyim have this halacha? So this is sugya. It's a sugya about this in Sanhedrin. Do goyim have this halacha? So the svara we learned before, everyone screamed. Why would a goy have to give up his life to keep the seven mitzvot b'nei noach? Now that's an emotional taina, but lemaisa is a sugya about it. Well, I want to jump through Kiveger and Chuvis and Shulchan Aruch Paskins. If a guy is dying, and the only food he can eat to save his life is Avram and Achai, which is one of the seven, Kiveger says you can't eat the meat. The guy who only has seven mitzvahs, one of them being Avram and Achai, is not allowed to eat the Avram and Achai. Why? What do you see? Because Chai Bohem does not apply. That's a Jewish law. It's not a Goyish law. The Goyim don't have that. Now, Lamais is big tumul. The Rambam and Taisa seem to be not like this. I won't go into the Lashonis now, but the Rambam and Taisa seem to hold that Goyim do not need to give up their lives. Whereas Rashi, Aprima Gadim, and Rikivi Eger argue. So we have now, we're setting up a very interesting fight right now. Do Goyim need to give up their lives for mitzvahs? According to Rashi, Prima Gadim, Rikivi Eger, yes. They have to give up their lives for mitzvahs. According to Taisus Ramam, they do not. So if you want to make it very, very Tayyidic, we can say that's a machlokas in the Midrashim. Medrash number one says He did not do the bris milah to Esav. Yitzchak didn't do it to Esav. Why? Esav was a guy. they didn't have chai bohem yet. But still, no one has to give up your life. They're like the Rambam, like that, you don't have to give up your life. And therefore, because it was dangerous to do the bris milah, they didn't do the bris milah. The other medrash that says they did the bris milah, he was red, he could have died, right? So he didn't die. They did the bris milah. Why did they do the bris milah? Because there's no heter. If you have this mitzvah, you have to do this mitzvah. Even if it's going to come to your death, you don't have a choice out of that. So that could be a way of approaching these midrashim. My chavrusa went to Taina that if they're doing bris milah, so bris milah was a Jewish mitzvah. It's not a goyish mitzvah. It's not one of the seven. So at Kama they were doing bris milah. They're doing it with Dina Yisrael. Dina Yisrael doesn't require you to give up your life for them. So he's asking, even if you hold, a guy has to give up his life for Avraham Menachai, why would a guy have to give up his life for Mila? If he's doing bris Mila, it's because it's a Jewish halacha. If it's a Jewish halacha, the Jewish rules are, you don't give up your life for it.
Would Neved Knani have to do a bris Mila for his telling his Misa?
Again, there's going to be an easier answer for that. Because why is the Eved Knani doing the bris milah?
We're going to get
there very soon to that nakuda. But anyway, I don't like what he asked me. My chavrus, I told him I don't like your question because chai bohem is not halacha in bris milah. Chai bohem is a halacha in a Jew. It's not a prat of mitzvahs milah. Chai bohem is Jews have the Torah and live by it. Live with the Torah, don't die by it. So even if you want to say that Yaakov and Esav had the bris milah, Yashikach, they had the Jewish bris milah, but it doesn't come with chai bohem. Chai bohem, if chai bohem would be a prat in mitzvahs milah, Yashikach, it comes with it. But chai bohem is not a prat in hilchos milah. Chai bohem is a halach in kol Torah kula for Jews. If we're going with the tzad that goyim don't have that, so all Yaakov and Esav have are the mitzvah of Mila without the Chai Bohem. Okay, so let's come back here, moving on to the next prat. So now we're building up. So they had the Chiyah to do bris Mila. Very good. And we have a machlaikis if Goyim need to give up their lives to do mitzvahs. Very good. Maybe that's a machlaikis in the Drashim. Comes along the Chassam Sefer. The Chassam Sefer who dealt with the Shaila, he says he hates the Shaila. It's a terrible Svara. How in the world could you say to risk Esav's life for the mitzvah bris milah? Even though there's no chai bohem, that's if Esav has a mitzvah, so Esav will have to go ahead and give up his life to do the mitzvah. But how can Yitzchak kill someone else, kill Esav, to do his mitzvah? So this medrash that says he did the bris milah, how could he do the bris milah? It was dangerous. He was red. Even if Esav has to give up his life for bris milah, that's very nice. When Esav is 13 years old and it's dangerous, we're going to tell him, you know what? You have to do it anyway. I'm sorry, but that's the rules. Bris milah and give up your life. Maybe. But for Yitzchak to go ahead and do a bris milah, which could kill Esav, what right does he have? That's Ritzicha. Zadach Sam Sefer, Pshita, you have no right to do that. Comes along.
What din is doing? The bris milah.
Mitzvah what?
It's also Kenyan kasboy or Yilud Beisoy. So then for sure it's Yitzchak's din. But if it's
very good spot. Right. So Rashi is saying like this. We had a chakir earlier. Why was there a chiyah bris milah here? Is the bris milah because there's a mitzvah milah on the son, on Esav, because he is zera Avraham. Zera Avram has to have a bris milah, or is it because he's owned? So I'll get back to that in a second. Reb Chaim Kreisworth, the Av Bezin in Antwerp, I believe. So he was Medayik Rashi, not like the Chassam Sefer. He was Medayik Rashi. We won't go into dig now, but there's a Rashi in Chulin, on Mem Zayin and Beis. He was Medayik this Rashi. The Rashi is openly against the Chassam Sefer, and the Rashi holds that a father could do a bris to his son, even though it would kill the son, if not for b'chai b'hem. Meaning, it's not the mitzvah, it's not ritzicha that's standing in the way. The only thing that's standing in the way is chai b'hem. Which means like this. If you have goyim, that they don't have Chai Bohem, we can say in the name of Chaim Kreisworth, and it's a great deacon Rashi, Rashi holds, father, do bris mila to son, even though it will kill son, father should still do it, because there's no mitzvah Chai Bohem. Now let's plug in what the Shiva said. We go like this. If you want to say that there's a regular mitzvah, whose mitzvah mila is it? Our mitzvah mila, whose mitzvah is it? It's really the son. The son is the oral. The son is the one that has to have the bris mila. It's just that the father does the mitzvahs of the son. Right? I'm sure there's a gishmak alumnus over there, but bottom line is, it's the son who needs the mila. So then we could say, if Yitzchak were to do the bris mila to Esav, it's really Esav's mitzvah. So Yitzchak is carrying out Esav's mitzvah. Esav, Yaakov, they need to have a bris mila, so go right ahead, do the bris mila, I is going to kill Esav, there's no chai b'hem, so kill him. It's Ritzicha, it's not Ritzicha, because this is not me, I'm not doing this for you or to you, this is your mitzvah, I'm like your shliach, I'm acting as your apitropis, as your power of attorney to carry out this mitzvah for you. And therefore, even though you will die by doing this mitzvah, that's the rules. The rules are, do the mitzvah even if you die. But if you say that the mitzvah is Yelid bias, the mitzvah is to do it because Jew owns you, because Yitzchak owns Esav, that's not Esav's mitzvah. That's Yitzchak's mitzvah. Then, for sure, if it's Yitzchak's mitzvah, there's no heter in the world for Yitzchak to go ahead and kill someone else, like Esav, in order for Yitzchak to get his mitzvah of doing a bris mila and yilid bias. So now, instead, we now can come full circle and say perhaps that's the machlokas here in the Midrashim. Meaning, we have machlokas. What the mitzvah was, I would love to know if Esav had the bris or not. But right now, what we have is a machlokas Midrashim if he did. Everyone agrees he was red. The pasuk says he was red. Everyone agrees a red baby you don't do a bris mila to. So why in the world could there be a bris mila done to Esav if he was red? One medrash says he can't, sakana. The other medrash says, yeah. What are they fighting about? So step one is they're fighting about whether or not a guy has to give up his life to do mitzvahs, which is a real machlekes apaiskin, Rambam, Taisvis against Prima God and Rashi. It's a real machlekes. So maybe that's a machlekes and Midrashim. Or we could say gishmaka. Maybe everyone could hold. You have to give up your life to do mitzvahs. Could be. But that's only if it's your mitzvah. If it's your mitzvah, you have to give up your life to do it. If it's a guy's mitzvah, he's giving his life to do it. But if it's the father's mitzvah, then he doesn't have to give up his life. So then you could perhaps clear, maybe the machlokes and midrashim here is, in general, is mila, the father's mitzvah, or the son's mitzvah. You could clear like that. Or we could go more gishmaker and say, no, there's a bigger machlokes here is, why would Esav need to have a bris? Did Esav need to have the bris because of Yelid Bias, which is the father's mitzvah? Or Esav need to have the bris because he was Zerah of Yaakov, Zerah of Yitzchak? In which case it's his mitzvah, and if it's his mitzvah, then perhaps he would have to give up his life for that mitzvah. We'll stop it here.